All right, so you should have already listened to the quick start session, which is phase zero. I think that'd be a good thing if you haven't listened to that. Actually, probably at this point too, it'd be really good for you to listen to it. And then also, if you should have went with me and followed me through phase one, which we were doing the list building preparation, and this was the first place, the first phase of building your list. And we went over the necessary tools that you needed to have, and we actually set up your opt-in page by using the tools that we have down and the resources we have down below. Web Expressions, FileZilla. Actually, just so you know, if you ever need help with these things, FileZilla, Web Expressions, I guarantee you can find them on YouTube. GetResponse has a great customer support with the hosting and domain. Whoever you got it from, if you got it from them, contact them. They can help you. And the opt-in page, there's nothing wrong with the opt-in page. That's it right there. It is an actual file, so you'll have to download it to your computer, like I told you on there. So we're really ready to move to phase two. And in phase two, we're going to be talking about something really cool. Basically, what we're going to be talking about is opt-in profits build out. So since we've started building out the opt-in page, we're going to build it out for profits. This is where you can make some instant income and uncover some extra money using some very, very simple yet little-known tricks. So I'm going to share with you those and share with you those as we go right now. So let me just explain to you where we're at. We actually set up our opt-in page. We test the opt-in page. Now when somebody goes and subscribes, if they subscribe twice, it'll probably say, "Hey, you've already subscribed." Yep, here it goes. So they sign up. Let's say I sign up again, which would be a regular sign up. It shows this page. Well, so there's one way to monetize this. Remember in the first phase where I started talking about, hey, you want to find something about where there's stuff that you can sell. And there's a reason for that, because we can go find something right now that we can sell that would make sense after somebody subscribes, we can make some money. And I'm going to share with you exactly how I do that, because there's a lot of instant cash sitting on the table, sitting on the table right now. Because many people, what they do, and if you remember what we did, was somebody signs up actually right now in that email box. I have an email with the email that we wrote out, which I would get a thank you email. This thank you email saying, thank you. I personally wanted to. Thank you for grabbing the report. Here you go. And I gave him the report. So you should be doing that too. So remember, we fulfilled on our promise. We told him they were going to get a report. We sent him the report. And that's what we're going to do right now, is talk about, since we fulfilled on our promise, now it's time to make some money. And the one thing that most people don't realize is the moment that somebody signs up for your list is the moment you're guaranteed to have everybody's attention. Now, if you're in this myth of thinking that everybody that signs up is going to be opening your emails every time you send an email, that's I think you might want to question your thoughts, because it's not going to happen. But the one moment in time when everybody's going to see whatever you're offering is going to be the moment that they subscribe. So let me share with you what I do and how you can monetize. When people opt in, you can instantly make some money. And it's pretty simple. And actually, you guys already pretty much have it, and you don't even realize it. Right here underneath phase two, you will see the download page file. That download page file, you just right click, you can save it to your computer, and you're going to have that. We're going to need to go in there and edit it, or if not, we're going to at least need to upload it. And I'll show you, actually, it's easier to just go and upload it. I'll show you what to do. You really won't need to edit it unless you really want to. But let me just show you what it does. So imagine, let's just kind of redo this. So imagine I came over here, I pushed the sign up button, and instead of me going to the page we just saw, the web form, well, instead of me going to the web form page, saying thank you very much for subscribing, and please check your email, how about we actually send them to a page that looks like this? So all of a sudden, let's just go through the process. They come in, boom, thanks, the report was sent to you in the email box. We just did that, right? Now, bam, right to the offer. So this is actually one of my offers here, and this is how I do it. I make up to 50 cents every single opt-in just by doing this.
Now, if you're paying, you know, I don't know what you're paying per opt-in. Actually, that's a little higher than that. But I can, I mean, yeah, I mean, it is higher than that. It's 54 cents. You know, on average, just by this page, just by doing that one thing. I mean, imagine now people coming into your page, now they're instantly coming in, and that's what's called a meta redirect. A meta redirect. Now, you can do it with whatever you have. I did it with mine. You know, this is my offer. If you've got your own offer, you can utilize this strategy. If you've got an affiliate offer, you can utilize this strategy. A lot of my clients, and actually, this is exactly what China Dave does. So this is exactly what China Dave does, and actually he sends it to this page on his affiliate link. So just so you know, that's exactly what's happening here. So if you would, right now, what we want to do is we want to download this file. So right-click on this file, save target as, and put this file somewhere on your computer. I'm just going to save it, hopefully, on my desktop. Yeah, okay, I'm going to save it on my desktop. All right, so now at this moment, remember earlier we were using a thing called FileZilla. We're going to need FileZilla. Now, if you want to go and edit what it says on the page, you want to use a thing called Web Expressions. But you know what? I'm doing a report. I don't need to go in and change it. I'm just going to use FileZilla. We can do everything else on in FileZilla. And the reason why I say that is because, yeah, it's a PHP file. What that means is HTML files, if it's HTML file, we can't do this. But if it's a PHP file, we can do what I'm about to show you. So what I need you to do is you've downloaded. So right now you've downloaded that form. So what I want you to do, actually, let me type this out real quick. So what we want to do is download page file. So what we want to do is right now is download the page file. Then and after that, what we want to do is we want to open FileZilla. And what we're going to do is change the link to whether it's your offer or your affiliate page or whatever. So right now they're coming in, they're getting whatever you promised them via an email. Now what we want to do is we want to change that. So you want to use FileZilla. So I'm going to go over here and I am going to do a quick connect on there. A lot of times if you are using this, it will store your data in there. But so sometimes you can find your information in, I'm sorry, you didn't actually see that. Sometimes you can your file will be right in here. So just so you know, you can go in here and you will see tons of different stuff, and you can just do a quick connect, or you might need to go back to your original file where all your data is, and go re-put. Remember, we put the domain in here, we put the username in here, we put the password in here, and we just click quick connect, and we'll be connected. Once we are connected into our thing, what we want to do at this moment, which we should have our index file, we should have our report or whatever we're giving them at this moment. Now what we want to do is, remember, this is on the internet, this is on our computer. We're going to go backwards and find that file. So let me go find, oh, there it is right there. So there's the file. I'm actually just going to drag and drop that file right there. Okay, so now if you drag and drop that file right there, it's going to have my page on it. You don't want to be, well, you can. I'll let you do it all day long, but it'll have my page on there, and it'll actually, I will make money in there. I just need to put a placeholder. So it will actually end up going to my page right here. You don't want to do that. What you want to do, well, you can, but really, in your best interest, you don't want to do that. So what you want to do is right-click on this and just do view slash edit. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up view slash edit. And the reason we want to do a view slash edit is because right here is my meta redirect. See right here? Okay, this piece right here, basically what it says is refresh, or you know, redirect really is what it's doing, after 3 seconds. And I found that a 3 second delay is a big thing. You can actually change this to 2. Don't do it, but you could change it. Keep it at 3. If you want it instantly go, you change it to 0. But we're not going to do that, because what we want them to do is we want them to read the page that says, congratulations, your report was sent to you. If not, they'll be like, what the hell? You know, so you're telling them, hey, go, you know, your report was sent to you. Don't worry about it. And then, you know, hey, go buy whatever I've got over here. So right here where it says equals, you could change this, you know, link to whatever you want, HTTP, you know, colon /// www.youraffiliatelink.com, whatever it is, I don't know. But you could put it to, you know, your offer, you know, offer.com. And this is a great way, you know, to make things happen. And so you just make the changes right here and here. Don't change anything except for the URL. Make sure there's no spaces here and there's no space over here, and you'll be good to go. That's the easiest way to do it. And you actually have to do it in the code, whether you're going to do it in Web Expressions or whether you're going to do it in the way I'm showing you to do it. This is the easiest way. Just come in here, right-click, view page, which we've already opened the file. And there's my file. And I want my link there, but this is what you're going to do is you're just going to swap out your link for that link, and you'll be good to go. So now somebody subscribes instantly. Well, not instantly. It's going to pop up a page. It's going to say, hey, you know, thank you very much. Your report is being sent to you, or, you know, whatever. If you got something other than a report, you're going to have to go and edit and change it. But, you know, so just so you know, so you would come over to, let's see. So move you around a little bit. So what you would do is you would come over here, you would open the file, and you would find that file. And I've set it on my desktop, which is where I put everything, which you can probably tell right now. There's the download file. Open it up. Oop. That's the wrong download file. That was download.php. All right, so open. And desktop. Let's find. Betting it's this one. Because this one right here, oh, that says PHP. Okay, here it is. There it is. Okay, so if you want to go in, you can edit this to say whatever, your software. And if you hate this, you don't like what it says and everything else, you could change it. you could, you know, right click here if you want to change the background color. Remember I said earlier, when in doubt, right click, you just right click on it, you do formatting, you can change it to, here, let's make it ugly as hell. Boom. Oh god, yeah, that kills my eyes. But I've got to change that back. So come over here, properties, do formatting. Easier. All right, so I could change this to whatever I want here, and basically what we did is we bypassed the code, because you'd have to go into the code, and no matter what you do, you'd have to go into the code and change this URL, just like I showed you in the other one. It's just a little easier. You can do this, and you can do a right-click edit in a PHP file, and that's why we could do it there, but we cannot do it in the other template, because it's an HTML file. This one's a PHP file, so we're able to do it, okay? So I just want to be clear that you understand that. But this is where you would put your thing. So now somebody subscribes, bam, guess what? Now you got, like I talked about, now instant cash you can start making from your opt-ins. Now, just so you guys know, too, when it comes with the law of large numbers, I mean, the fact is if you get three people to sign up, I mean, the likelihood of three people, that's like three clicks going to a page, it's not going to be much. And, you know, however, you get 100 opt-ins, you're going to probably see some sales. I mean, you get, you know, I mean, maybe even 50 opt-ins, you'll start seeing some sales. So, you know, as long as it's a good converting offer, which we're going to get into here a little bit later. But the fact of the matter is, this is a great way to instantly monetize your list from your subscribers. So if you're going out and let's say you're buying traffic, you know, and it's costing you, I don't know, you know, you know, let's say it's costing you a dollar per opt-in, but you're making 50 cents back, or maybe you're making a dollar back, you know, then you can really cut down your cost and make money back instantly You know, and I, what I do with my money, with that kind of money, is I, when it, that money that comes from there, is basically I take that money and then I reinvest it back and I keep on doing it. So I keep on having a continuous flow of traffic, and that's how I do it. But, and that, that would actually makes buying traffic, make more sense when you're actually making money instantly from your traffic and you're not just counting on sending emails to make money. So this is a great little strategy to do that, to make that thing happen. So, so just to share on there. So basically, you know, that's how you can do it. But what we're, what I was originally showing you is, you can come over here, you do the edit view, which the edit view, and I make the changes right, this up a little bit more, right here, is the change you make, and you have it go to whatever page you want it to go. As soon as you put that in there, then you just click the X button, which I didn't change it. So if you did change it, it'll pop up a thing like, you know, are you sure you want to save this? And then you say yes, and then it saves it over there. So what you want to do as soon as you get that done, what we want to do is we want to do some, create some, we want to, and I'm just going to go over here, edit, rename, copy, because what I'm doing is getting the URL, and I am, oops, okay, so this time's going to do it. I'm not saving mine just because I don't want to save mine because that was me just as an example. You can see right there it's an example. So I am not saving. All right. So basically what I'm going to do right now is I'm actually just going to get the link. There's a reason I'm going to do this because this – and actually you can't – if you click on this, it'll automatically start working. Like, boom, it's going to go 1, 2, 3. There it goes. 3 second delay. Whoa. Okay. Shut up, Matt. All right. So because we did that, now what I need you to do is I need you to grab, so get your link. So you want to change the link. Now you want to get, you know, get your link for download. Case, just in case somebody's really following it that way. So how you do that, just let me share. We're going to go through some pop-ups. Leave. Okay. So, all right. So how we do this, whatever you put, let me just show you something because some people get messed up on this. Whatever you put in this folder, it's going to be your domain name /, whatever you put in the folder. So, boom, like, oops, I already had it done. So this would be /, download. And that would be the one that actually is going to do the send there. Now, we need this link. And the reason why I want it, don't click on it, but actually just write it down so you have it. I mean, actually put it in a notepad or something. I always use notepad. Put it in a notepad, like kind of like this, and paste it in there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to mind it and have the, I like to always have my links with http://, just so there's nothing wrong. I know there's nothing wrong. Sometimes I actually add in the www dot like this, just to make sure, you know, there's nothing can go wrong with it. So I like to keep the http://, www. In there. It doesn't have to be. I could take it out, but I need to make sure there's something there. So I like to keep it this way, just all the way through. All the way through. So here we go. Boom. That's done. Okay. So now I'm going to take this copy. I'm going to put it right. Oh, okay. So now what you need to do, I'm getting ahead of you. So now once we have this link, the reason we're going to do this link is because what we need to do next is we need to log in to GetResponse. And add this as the link. Okay, let me show you what I'm talking about here. So you got to log in your GetResponse account. Look, actually, since you know, which you guys can't see, but my subscribers have been moving up. Actually, it's probably moving up even more since we've been. Yeah, see, I mean, I do this shit. so where, I don't know where it was at when we were doing it earlier, but okay, so come over here. Now what I got to go to is web forms and click on web form list. And what we need to do, for you, you shouldn't have as many as me, but I got to go find that web form that I created, which I have a bunch. Let's go over here. And by the way, what you're seeing over here, this is like all my subscribers, like all these people that filled in, that means they subscribe. So there's 14,000, there's 37,000, there's 17,000, there's another 17,000 right here, some smaller numbers throughout here. Here it is, let's see, what did we name that thing? As you guys stare at all this stuff. Bet this is it. No, because I created a new campaign. So let me just look through here. Oh, let's make money. Okay. 2 for 2. Oh, that was me. I just did it twice. Okay. Like, that don't make sense. All right. So now once you find your form, like I did right here, boom. Okay. So now I'm going to scroll my eyes over. And I'm going to go to Edit Settings. So Edit Settings. And the reason I'm going to go to Edit Settings right now, what you see right here, it's on Basic. We don't want it Basic anymore. We want to change it to right here where it says Custom Thank You Page. And guess what? Pop it in. So we're going to pop in our thing right now. Put it in there. Remember, the email is going out. So now we'll go to Next Step. Or, well, that's if you're using GetResponse. You could do one other thing, too. Some people do this. Some people don't. See right here where it says Custom a URL, you can actually, if they've already subscribed, you know how I clicked that button and I subscribed and it said, you already subscribed, do you want to subscribe again? Well, you could actually just bypass that. And sometimes I just put that in there because they already subscribed. I just, you know, kind of do that like this. So that's one thing you can do in more of the advanced. I'll hide it. And then I'm going to go to the next page. So the big main thing I want you to do is at least have it on the thank you page. But for this purpose, I did that because I want you guys to actually see this thing in action. So I'm going to go next step. All right, so now that I saved this web form, I know I'm good. Everything's good. I went to the next step. I know it saved it. If I was really worried about it, I can actually go to the previous step, and there it is. So it saved it. I'm going to go back, and I can save the form here. I go to the next step. I know it's there. Now what I'm going to do is go to the free report. Watch this. I'm going to click this button, and remember, now what's going to happen is as soon as I click, my information's in here, click instant access, boom, works. That's exactly what you want to have. This is a great way, like I said, to make some instant cash on there. All right, so let's talk about some other ways for you guys to make some money. All right, so, hopefully you guys, just so that you guys know, like, this is like, now, if you have your own offer, of course, you can make some more money. But if you've got some great offers that make sense, or maybe you're testing an offer because you're thinking about getting into a market and you want to see if, this is a good product for you to sell with the traffic that you're getting, I mean, you could always put it there doing testing. That's how I do it. Let people vote with their wallets. So basically, that's the one thing here. I'm going to draw out a few things for you, and I want to get my handy, nice, thing here. Use this to draw out a few things. And basically what I want to draw out for you is right now what we kind of did is we've got our opt-in page, and that's what this is supposed to represent. And we'll put a little opt-in form here. And as soon as the visitor comes to the page, we are actually sending them to a meta redirect. That's exactly the thing I gave you. So you're going to send them to the meta redirect page, and let's just do this, which is then going to have a 3-second delay, and then what it's doing is moving them to an offer or to a sales page that's selling. So now I've got some instant cash coming in, boom, and this is money here. All right, so that's what that's one thing to do is doing that. Now, so based upon this, what most people don't realize is this is just one way of making money. There's other things you can do. Let's just say that you have this page here, this page I'm talking about right here. Now, the only people that are going to see this that we just built is if they opt in. So nobody's going to see this unless they opt in. They must opt in to get there. There's no other way they can get to this point to go through here to make it happen. Remember also, I just want you to be clear, that we promised them on this page that we're going to give them a report. and we actually email the report. You guys all remember doing that. We wrote the email for it. So they are getting what we promised them. So don't worry about that. Nobody gets mad. I've never had anybody pissed off over this whole thing. So if anybody says that, it's a stupid belief that they've never even done. So what I want to draw your attention to is basically a whole new thought here, okay? And that's really big. If this page, like we have this page right here, right? And if this page is doing, you know, let's just say, you know, let's be nice and say this page is doing 30%. If you're doing 30%, you're pretty much doing industry kind of norm. I would say everybody thinks they're doing profit decent, but that's pretty decent. But let's just say, think about this. So if we have traffic coming in and this page is doing 30%, all right? I'm always looking for money leaks or opt-in leaks. One way to gain extra cash is taking the same thing in consideration, but creating another opt-in page and basically having another opt-in page. And what happens is if somebody leaves this page, remember 30% are coming here and opting in, that means 70% are leaving. So you can pick up 70% by having an exit. Now, this, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Go piss away 70% of your people, or go and, you know, pick them up. So let's just say 10% of the people, that leave, we have 30% coming in, 10% leave. Instantly, you get yourself a 40% conversion rate, plus you got 10% more. And if you follow the same path here, you got 10% more going here. That means you're going to make 10% more money. Do you guys see this? Now, one thing that China Dave and I did is, or I had China Dave do, is we actually added two. There was another one that we added here. I know what it was. It wasn't one here. I'll just show you what we did, and I don't think I can erase that. I wonder if I can undo. Yeah, there we go. Okay, cool. So what we did was, for him, the one thing I know about the internet marketing market is the fact that make money online is huge. I mean, it's probably the biggest thing. Everybody wants to make money online. Then the second biggest thing is traffic. So because I knew that, and a lot of people, what they would do is if they had a make money, and hopefully you get this concept, but if you have a make money thing here, it pretty much means, in a sense, sometimes, and I found this out by doing some split testing on exit split testing, right? So I was testing exit pops. And this is what would be an exit pop. So you would have an exit pop that popped here. Now, we're not going to go into this. You can go find exit pop software. There's a lot of great exit pop software. And basically, on exit, you would pop up a new opt-in page. But the point I was making is what we did with China Dave is the fact that he had his page here, and then anybody that left, this was make money, and anybody that left, we sent them to a traffic offer. Well, why would we do that? Some people are like, well, that doesn't make sense. Different market. Well, my whole thought, and I found this out, if it's still in the same market, it's just a different angle. And, you know, it's a different angle. And so you might want to think about it. If you're in weight loss, let's say you're in the weight loss market and you have one that's like, hey, how to lose your belly fat, you might want to have another one that's pretty similar that says, hey, maybe they weren't interested in that. It's, hey, maybe you want to lose waste. I saw something about, losing waste, losing your waste, not waste you throw away, but your side. So that might be a good, good kind of combo to do, because you can pick up a lot more subscribers, and then you can actually have them go back through the same funnel or through the same thing. And this is a quick and easy way for you to pick up more cash just by adding an exit on here. But what we did, and I told you I was going to tell you this, what we did is we actually added one more thing. And I don't know why I'm drawing it again, because I was trying to get away the first time. I'm actually going to undo this one. And what we did was we actually added this, an opt-in, which was an exit. So they said, hey, you didn't want to make money online thing? No problem. How about this traffic thing? Oh, you didn't want the traffic thing? Then we got to assume that you're just not going to opt in. So guess what we do? We just send them straight here to that. And he has his affiliate link as the exit pop. So it's a pretty cool little way. And I just wanted to, you know, one, give you that, the ability to do that. You can go out and find some ExitPop software to do this. And, you know, basically on this one, because if you think about this, if this has 30% and this one right here has 10%, you still have 60% of the traffic leaving. And so anybody that leaves, what we did was we sent them over here. So now, if you know, it just make, now you got people just seeing your affiliate offer. And so you can make even more money. You can even make more money there. So remember I told you I was going to show you, you know, different little ways. It's a really simple concept. It's a little simple strategy. I'll just tell you, if you're like right now, you're kind of newer at this game. The big thing I want to tell you is just play with the original thing that I talked about. What we just built, do that. You're going to be 1,000% farther than everybody else. Find a good offer, and you want to make sure that you find a good offer about picking EPCs. One way is to do things on the opt-in page. Another way to make some money, of course, once you have those people in, you got to be able to mail them. So when you get subscribers coming in, so now let's say if we follow this method here based upon these numbers, so that's a 40% opt-in rate. If you're doing 50% here and you got picked up another 10%, that would be awesome. That would be 60% opt-in rate. But so let's just say you are doing, you know, like here, 40% opt-in rate, you get 100 people in, that's 40 new subscribers. Well, they go, all 40 subscribers go through here, but what are you going to do with the subscribers? Is broadcasting the subscribers, you can make some money. You make money that way. Hopefully this really, hopefully you guys are getting a lot of value out of this, because I'll tell you, you're getting more than $7 worth, and I guarantee you this one thing alone, you do it, you get some people in, especially what we're going to talk about in the next phase. I mean, you combine that, game over, guys. I mean, really, just this alone, just that file alone, and seeing me do this, if you've never done it before, you pay for this course many times over, especially if you're actually doing stuff. I guarantee it. I make so much. I mean, seriously. I mean, you guys see. I mean, hell, let's go over here and let's look. Let's go over here. See if we got some more. What we got? Two. Oops. So, I mean, it's rising again. So, yeah, I think it was like 40 earlier. That's, I mean, just, and I haven't even been focused. Actually, I have a bunch that aren't even listed right now. So, it's just one of my accounts. Because in the next phase, we're going to talk about subscribers. But when you get those subscribers in, so I want you to get the money in your mind now so that when you get them in, you can start thinking about that. And the fact of the matter is, when you start mailing is now. I don't care if you got two people on your list, three people on your list. I'd rather have you make mistakes now than make mistakes later.